Well, according to Banks of Africa's monthly economic transaction index, banked economic transactions declined by 1.8% year on year in March. And that's as Eskom's recent rolling blackouts had a negative impact on South Africa's economy. We're now joined in studio by Mike Schussler, who's from economist.co.za, for more details behind the print. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Before we get into the actual numbers and the details, let's first, perhaps you can school us as to what the economic transaction index is measuring and what does it tell us about the economy?
Well, it measures transactions between banks in the economy. We leave out salaries because we do a take-home pay index later in the month, and that gives us a very good idea as to what economic transactions are taking place. And people think it's the retail transactions. Retail does make up part of it, but I think the larger part of these transactions, because they're EFTs and the like, are going to be business-to-business transactions, or the farmer selling to the market selling to the wholesaler selling to the retailer, and the transporter getting paid in between. So I think, you know, it's a very good indication of the domestic economy. We have a very close relationship with domestic expenditure.
Right. And I mentioned in my intro down 1.8% year on year, but it's also declined across all three periods. What happened then?
Well, again, load shedding. It was already quite weak in February. And if I look at the broader picture, I think we now know that South Africa is very likely to have seen a shrinkage in the economy overall, because this is the broadest and quickest indicator that we get. Mm-hmm. Whereas the PMI is also negative. The PMI measures manufacturing. The car sales measure car sales. This measures all of that and everything else. Where we're probably a bit thin on the ground is maybe with mining, because those amounts normally go through the Reserve Bank system rather than the South African banking system. But overall, it says to us that this economy is in decline at the moment and that we're in a very, very tough space. Mm. And it's been backed up by a whole lot of data since, because if we look at the February data on manufacturing and mining that came out this week, as well as electricity, we're looking at all of those really seasonally adjusted, annualized, probably going to come in by -8% for manufacturing, okay, -8% for electricity, -18% for mining. So we're looking at a very, very depressed first quarter.
Right. And if I understand this correctly, it hasn't been this low since April 2017. So from that period up until now, outside of load shedding, what else has happened?
Well, we've had two quarters of decline, but in between. But I think what we must realize is this would have been a weak economy. We've been in a weak economy for 6 years now. But I think what it meant is that we would have seen a small growth opportunity here, or growth coming in. I think the load shedding just knocked the stuffing out of this economy.
Mm. So, I mean, as you mentioned, that we might see a decline in some of the GDP figures going forward, perhaps some potential solutions that might help us out of this predicament. We're going into elections in a few weeks. What are your thoughts?
Well, the one solution we definitely need to find very quickly is getting the electricity back. Mm. We've got other problems with the trucking, for example, where roads are often blocked. We need to tell people, don't harm the economy. Do your protesting, but make sure that you don't burn things like trucks and economic stuff that we've got. We've seen all of that. I think those are very important things that we need to do. But and it makes logical sense, obviously. But the other thing is, I think the economy has got a lot of potential, and it needs that confidence, both from the business and the consumer side. And that means that we need to have a much more consistent government message, I think. Government has to step up to the leadership plate. And if we can get that turned around, because consumer debt compared to other emerging markets in South Africa is low. Business debt is low compared to other emerging markets. Maybe government debt is high, but if we can get those two sectors to come forward and take a much more, let's say, positive an environment about the economy, we can make a big difference. Mm. However, if we are going to have load shedding in the second quarter as well, then we run the risk of this year's growth going to zero or even below. Mm. So at the moment, we are between a rock and a hard place, and it's very difficult for an economist like myself to predict Eskom, but it does seem that Eskom is going to go and take us into load shedding during the winter months again.
Right. For an economist like yourselves, are there at least some positives that you're seeing that kind of put a smile on your face?
Well, I think, you know, we've still got something positive in the tourism arena, but overall what I'm saying is that with the low debt burden that South Africans have, we have a high asset burden, or not burden, assets in pension funds, in houses, and in cars. So we have a lot going for us. And I think if we can just get that confidence back, it is very largely, we need that confidence turnaround or that confidence trick that'll kickstart this economy. Because a lot of things are really, we're getting a much more educated population. We're getting a lot of things going for us. But unfortunately, especially from the state-owned enterprises side, things are not working out very well. And that is, I think, the main criteria for holding us back at the moment.
Mike, thank you so much for your time. We'll have to leave it there. That's Chief Economist at economist.co.za, Mike Schussler. And we can add on to that list outside of reducing load shedding. We can improve the ease of doing business and perhaps improve on the tourism side.